From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Defense Chief criticizes Russian airstrikes in Syria. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made the criticism Wednesday in a news conference. He said the Kremlin's decision to conduct airstrikes at the request of Syrian President Bashar Assad is tantamount to pouring gasoline on the fire. Carter stopped short of confirming that Russian warplanes had targeted anti-Assad opposition forces in a reported Russian strike on the western Syrian city of Homs. But Carter did say that the bombed city is not known to be an operating ground for Islamic State militants, the stated target of Russia's new air campaign in Syria, which began Wednesday. Earlier, the head of Russia's presidential administration, Sergei Ivanov, said on Russian state television that Moscow launched the campaign at the request of Assad.
В этой связи хочу вас проинформировать, что президент Сирийской Арабской Республики.
Ivanov said, I want to inform you that the Syrian president addressed the leadership of our country with a request for military assistance. So we can state that it is necessary to fight terrorism and international efforts should be united, but also complying with the norms of international law. That is preferable. In Afghanistan, coalition special forces have encountered a threat from Taliban fighters during an intense battle in the country's north to recapture the key city of Kunduz, which the Taliban militant group seized this week. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA that the incident happened early Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport, while coalition advisors, including U.S. service members, were assisting Afghan security forces. This is VOA. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told the United Nations on Wednesday that Palestine is no longer bound by agreements it has made with Israel. Mr. Abbas told the UN General Assembly that Palestine deserves full membership at the UN and recognition as a state. The Palestinian leader made his demands ahead of a ceremony to raise the Palestinian flag at the world body for the first time, placing the flag alongside those of the UN's 193 member states. Abbas called on those states that have not recognized Palestine to do so. The Palestinian president had promised to make a bombshell announcement in advance of his UN appearance. Here in the U.S., the Senate has approved a stopgap spending bill to keep the U.S. government open for 10 weeks and give Congress and the White House time to negotiate spending levels for the next fiscal year and beyond. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, Wednesday's 78-20 vote cleared the first of two legislative hurdles to avoid a partial government shutdown just hours before federal spending authority expires.
Despite bipartisan backing for the bill, partisan sniping filled the Senate. Republican Mitch McConnell blamed Democrats for the deadline drama.
We remember watching our Democratic colleagues swerve from crisis to crisis when they ran the Senate. Perhaps this is just all Democrats have known, but it's not right for them to again force America into another short-term funding situation like this.
Democrat Harry Reid promptly responded.
I can't help but think back to a time when keeping the government open and funded wasn't a last-minute exercise. Looking at the clock now, we are almost 14 hours away from what could have been another Republican shutdown of the federal government. This kind of brinksmanship is totally unnecessary.
The temporary spending bill includes federal support for a controversial abortion provider, despite the objections of conservative Republicans who sought to defund the nonprofit organization. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.
Burkina Faso's government says it is trying to convince the general behind a recent short-lived coup to surrender, a day after he sought refuge in an embassy in the capital. In a statement Wednesday, the government said negotiations are underway for the surrender of General Gilbert Diendere to transitional authorities. The statement did not specify which embassy he was in, but Reuters News reports that he is in the Vatican compound in Ouagadougou. Burkina Faso's government also said soldiers are examining the main camp of the RSP, the presidential guard that Diendere led until it was officially disbanded last week.
That's the latest world news from VOA.